And it, as it came from the scripture, the text that was read this morning, I like the way Alan put that, the dinner party. We now have had a fish fry, and now we're having a dinner party. But as you heard the words that were lifted up from Luke, the 10th chapter, 38 through 42, I normally would say, when it comes to this passage of text, did I title that before? Doesn't matter. At this point, it is now being titled, if we would pray with me and pray for me, allow us to meditate on focus on that which is most important. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, again, I stand before you in empty pitcher, before a full fountain, asking again, Father, that you would fill me in this pitcher. Allow this pitcher to overflow with you. Allow the message of focus on what is most important. Allow that message to find its way out into the congregation whom you've given ears to hear you. Allow the message to find its way out into those whom you've given a heart to receive. Father, allow this message to find its way out into those whom you've given a desire or will to do as you commanded. Now, Father, as I ask that you would hide me, that only you would be seen this morning, that you would touch these lips and use this voice so that only you are heard. As you've done so many times, we ask that you would show out this morning as you have already showed up. Help us. Help us to understand the importance of focusing on that which is most important. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
As I listened to this passage as being read, and I got into the mindset that Alan set of a dinner party, I wonder how often do we plan things? As Judy spoke about the stones, the pebbles, and the sand, how often do we put things in perspective? How often do we focus on what is most important in our lives? If we look at ourselves in this passage of text, where do we find ourselves? Are we Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus? Or are we Martha trying to make sure that we are the best host or hostess? See, if we understand the custom, understand the time, being a good host or the best hostess is what is required of ancient days. I had a pastor that taught us radical hospitality. When she would have people come and speak at her church, she would not park in her parking space. That would be reserved for who is coming to speak. It's right there at the front door or at the door to her office. She doesn't need it. She takes the next spot, but she leaves that space for who's coming to bring the word, who's coming to break bread. How often do we practice radical hospitality in our own home or in God's house? Is it all about ourselves? Or is it about others? Now, I ask those questions because if we look at what is happening here in this text, when I've done this before, I would call it too busy for the business. Too busy for the business. But at this point, as we matured, as we've grown a little bit, we find that we must focus on that which is most important. I'm going to ask a couple of questions. Who normally takes notes with regards to the sick and shut-in, the prayer request? I'm going to ask you to write down this for me. The question is, what is most important? What do you deem is most important? I want you to write the heading what is most important for the pastor, of your pastor. As you're writing it down, we're going to have one of those where you speak to me. It's not one of those push. I need some pulling. I need somebody to talk to me. What do you feel is most important for a pastor, for your preacher, for the reverend? What is one of the most important things that they need to do? Come on now, we got a little bit of time. Talk to me.
Believe. They need to believe.
To believe, okay. Pastor needs to believe. Come on, anybody else?
Communicate.
Communicate. Got to have communication. Come on.
Support.
Visit.
Say it again.
Visit.
Visit. Got to have some visit. All right. Anything else?
Empathy.
Say it again, Richard.
Empathy.
Empathy. Will?
Inspire.
Inspire.
Prayer.
Prayer.
Compassion.
Compassion. Anything else?
Lead.
Lead.
Okay.
Love. Love.
Understanding.
Understanding. Good sense of humor. So those are the things that we look for in a pastor, right? So what then, for the second heading, is the church? What is the most important thing that is necessary for the church?
Belief.
Belief.
Love.
Love.
Communion.
Support.
Support.
Help others. Outreach.
Outreach.
Help others.
Okay, outreach, helping others. Come on.
Neighborliness.
Neighborliness.
Forgiveness.
Forgiveness.
I like that one.
Empathy.
Empathy. These ladies are about to shoot me, so I'm going to stop moving. It helps me think. All right, all right. The last one. What is most important for you?
Caring.
Service.
Faith.
Sharing.
Anybody online? Come on, y'all can talk to us as well.
Family. Spirituality.
Example.
Love.
Fellowship. One of my favorite F's.
Being part of.
Belief, yes. So now we take all of these things, what we expect from the pastor, what we expect from the church, and what we expect from ourselves. Because see, when you say these are most important, you're telling us that these are the things that you will be doing. You expect the pastor to show empathy, to lead, to do X, Y, and Z in order to be a part of the church, part of the community of the church. Because remember, you are the church. But to be a part of the church community, you're looking and expecting these things to be here. But then I ask, what is important of you? I got love, hospitality, some other aspects. Are you reaching those things that are most important to you for you? Because see, when we listen at this passage of text, Mary found what was most important. She sat at Jesus' feet instead of busying herself trying to be the best hostess she could be. She wasn't worried about preparing the meal or making sure the table cloth was laid just right, or that the plates were in place, that the fork was on the left and the knife and the spoon was on the right. None of that. She sat down and listened. I could imagine Mary, as Martha was busying herself, she probably told Jesus that these are my words, not hers, because her words were, this is what Martha said. Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to prepare the table all by myself? If I was going to put it in my own words in today's time, we would say, Lord, if she would get off of her duff and help me, we would be a lot better off. We could have this thing done and you could be eaten in no time. And now, the word if, you know, that two-letter word, and it bothered me. I was up to 2 o'clock this morning thinking about this. If, and I needed to go to the dictionary, so, you know, I talked to the great know-it-all in the sky, Google. And I went to the Cambridge English Dictionary and found the dictionary and found the definition. If, used to say that a particular thing can or will happen only after something else happens or becomes true. We would be much better if I could do this, if I would do this, if you would, I would. You know, I grew up watching Schoolhouse Rock. Remember that? If. It's a conjunction, right? If you would tell my sister to get up and help me, your food would be ready. But can you imagine? God said, if you would worship me, if you would follow me, my favorite promise in the Bible, one of the first promises in the Bible says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways and pray, then I would hear from heaven and heal their land. We put all of these ifs on God. I would do this, Lord, if. And I am a product of it. I am here because I use if, Lord, you would do this, I would do that. God did it. God has done it so many times and I still fall short of what I said I would do. I had Nancy put these pictures up here, and y'all can look at them before you leave. In 1996, I was a traveling salesman, door to door, business to business to a certain extent. And in the blink of an eye, my life could have been cut short. I'm here only by the grace of God. If I was able to survive that, you'd think I would have been a much better person. That just gave me a bigger head. A Superman complex. I didn't realize that God was trying to get my attention for a purpose. I was too busy filling my jar with sand and pebbles instead of rocks. I was too busy worrying about what was important to me and my space, a materialistic standpoint, than to think about the spiritual aspect of what God needed me to do. If I had focused at the time of what he called me to do, I probably would not have gone through that. That is an eye-opener. Jesus' words, Martha, Mary has chosen the best part of what is important. If, my brothers and sisters, if you take the time to think about what is really important, what is necessary for you in your spiritual life, we would be a whole lot better off. If we begin to focus on what is important to us. Remember I asked you, what is most important to you? What are you doing to obtain those things? So you gotta remember, we, as a church, can only survive if we meet our needs collectively. The pastor can only be the pastor if there is communication and we're all on one accord. It starts with me. I can't be effective until I've met what is important to me to make the church important, to make you important. I know. I'm on a tangent. How about we put it like this? Because I've heard it said in throughout various conversations, I would be here if the church didn't do what it did. I would be here if I received more calls and more visits. I would work on a committee and lead a committee if I hadn't done it all these years in the past. I know, I say I'm practicing retirement all the time. I would probably be a whole lot better leader if I wasn't practicing retirement. We've had this discussion. We can retire from the world, but we cannot retire from God. If you think about what is most important to you in your spiritual journey and your destination from this point till the hereafter, what would you do different? Would you busy yourself doing the little things, the mundane things, the things that has no weight? The sand and the pebbles. Or would you focus on working on the rocks in your life? Mary did it. She sat at his feet. She did not worry about the mundane things, the fixing of the food, the making sure that the table is where it needs to be, that everybody is comfortable. You know how we do. She sat down and learned something in the presence of the Master. So, brothers and sisters, this morning, I'm going to tell you, you need to focus on what is most important. Because tomorrow is not promised. Yesterday has already passed, and the only thing you have to work on is today. If you waste your time with the sand and the pebbles, you will be like Martha, too busy for the business. But if you focus on where you want to be, who you want to be with, and your plan to get there, Jesus will be there to help escort you, to walk with you, to make that come true for you. If you focus on what is most important. It's the word of God for the people.